Help is on the way for injured soldiers. University of Dayton is developing a robot that can find and remove military men and women from the battlefield. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
UD PhD student Yakov Diskin sits in front of two computer screens. One is what people would see when going to downtown Dayton, and the other one is what a robot would see and remember.
We generate a 3D model of the scene around us. So there is depth involved, and ultimately, when the robot comes back to that scene, he'll be able to recognize. So just like humans, we walk down the street and we remember that there's maybe three trees here, a nice-looking building there. So does the radar remember by generating this 3D model and remembering.
It's important for the robot to take note of his surroundings because when thrown into chaos on a battlefield, the job is to seek out and find injured soldiers. The University of Dayton and Old Dominion University are part of a $1.5 million grant to develop facial recognition capabilities. The robots could be airdropped into war zones with the job of finding and bringing injured soldiers to a medical facility. PhD student Banu Nair is in the process of incorporating all of the vision algorithms. These instructions will help the robot know if it's the right person and in what situations to pursue them.
The techniques such as, let's say, if a person is injured or not. So you need to identify the shape deformities on the person or if there's any blood on the person. And so many other factors are involved in that.
Nair works with Vijay Asari. He started the facial recognition project 10 years ago at Old Dominion and is now professor of electrical and computer engineering at UD.
When the robot is deployed on a battlefield, it captures the scene and then analyzes the scene to detect the location of any human being.
This is what the robot sounds like now.
And then it goes to that detected human being and focus to the face of the human being. That's called face detection. Then the face detected face is then analyzed further to extract a set of features to identify that person from a preloaded database.
This robot has four wheels and a camera. UD is just testing its vision system on it. The Army is developing the physical robot, which will likely have two arms and two legs and look like a person with lots of cameras and sensors. Asari wants the robot to evaluate the situation as a human would, identifying any bleeding or injuries that would prevent it from moving the soldier in a certain way.
So the robot should not lift a broken arm, you know. So the robot will be able to avoid the regions where the blood is detected. So that kind of intelligence will be there for the robot.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because, like, what if the soldier has some kind of broken back or something? Will the robot then have a board to put the person on, or how will that work? Or is this too far down the road?
Yeah, that is farther because that is another step. Lots of stages which we need to think and we need to incorporate into the system, you know.
Asari points to a live video feed where a camera facing out a window is analyzing people walking to class. This is Nair's job.
We are trying to create extract or try to get some unique signature from those people. So in this case, from a people detector, you have the unique signature is the color of the clothes, the texture pattern in their clothes. So depending on that, we need to distinguish between two or three individuals present in that video scene.
The robot first has to remove things like smoke, fire, haze, and rain to identify the person. Once it has a clear picture of the face, recognition can happen in milliseconds from about 300 feet. Making it more difficult for the robot and the injured soldier is when the soldier is unable to talk. Asari may have a solution for that. In a separate project, not using cameras but an electroencephalograph, he collects data from the brain so he knows what the person is thinking, like graduate student Kelly Cashin. The electrodes are on her head and a robot sits to the right doing what she thinks.
This headset will read electrical signals on my scalp. Anytime I think something, there's cells that fire in my brain that send off these electrical signals, and it's recognizing different patterns for the commands lift, lower, and then open and close the robotic arm, and it will send commands to the arm when it detects any of those patterns.
The robot moves a pen at Kelly's command. The brain interface system also has applications for the disabled. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.